Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, I'm Tracy Koga, and thanks for downloading this podcast from ilikehugh.com. If you can, give us a follow or a subscribe. And remember that all the information about the guests in today's episode can be found at ilikehugh.com. Now, let's get started. Headed out west, we're going to talk with Shred Kelly, well, more importantly, Sage McBride and Tim Newton. They are the founders of Shred Kelly, and I just have fond memories of them being at the Winnipeg Folk Fest and having them in studio, and just knew that they were destined for something greater. So they're going to talk about their new album, Like a Rising Sun, and a whole lot more. So I want to give a big wave to the whole band. There you see them there. Oh, and happier times, green grass. All nice and close together, no social distancing, but I want to give a big hello to Sage and Tim. How are you guys doing? Hey.
We're doing pretty good. Yeah, definitely chillier here than the Winnipeg Folk Festival.
Do you have snow
on the mountains.
Do you have any snow yet?
Just on the top of the mountain. Okay. So it's creeping its way down. Not in town yet, but probably soon.
So, all right, let's get right into it. 2020, well, it'll definitely be a year that we'll all remember, but I think it's going to have a lot of different kind of memories for both you and Tim, correct, Sage?
Yeah, it's been a kind of a busy year, and we've been in a bit of a fog since the pandemic started. We have an 18-month-old, so we released a record and then have been trying to do all the things with music, but then also having a busy toddler makes things a little bit crazy. So so I'm not sure we actually will remember 2020.
Yeah, it's just be a huge blur.
And then I guess a bit of sadness for you too, Tim, this year as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Right after our daughter was born, I lost my dad to a rare heart illness. Just about a month and a half after she was born. So that was a big sort of bomb on our life right when we were writing the new record. And but it was, you know, being so close to our daughter's birth, it was just like it was so hard to, grieve at the time because we were so busy with the new baby and everything. So it was quite a interesting time.
Well, you know, and they do say, though, it is very important to take that time to grieve. So has it slowed down? Have you had time and, you know, together even now as a family?
Absolutely. Yeah. So when it all happened, like I said, it was really busy. It was kind of crazy. And right in that time, we were writing the new album. So it became a huge theme on the album as well. The birth of our daughter and the passing of my dad. And then following the finishing of the recording, things started to slow down. And actually just writing the album in the aftermath of all this happening was a really good healing process for our family. And so it was nice to take the time with finishing the record, and then mixing the record and doing all the things you do, was a huge sort of, healing process for us, I would like to say. Yeah.
Wow. And I guess isolation and everything else, how are the rest of the band doing? And I guess it must've been interesting doing this album, I guess, isolated and not really together, or how did that work?
Yeah, so we had finished recording the record and it was all like mixed and mastered and everything, but then we were just about to do the release kind of when lockdown happen. So a lot of the things like the promotional assets, we hadn't really prepared yet. So a lot of the videos we had to make, like one of the videos we ended up making like on our phones, just from our various points of isolation, and sent to our neighbor who's a videographer to piece together. And then we did an animation. And then this summer we were able to actually get together with a crew, but had to do it really safely and everyone wearing masks and trying to stay outdoors and try to write the script that way, just to keep everyone safe. So definitely different considerations. And then we've been doing virtual music festivals and now a virtual tour. So it's been different, but yeah, the silver lining is that we've had a lot of time at home and that we haven't had to be in the van as often. And we've learned a lot of new skills about.
Oh, and that's a big question. Will your daughter travel with you? Hopefully next year you'll be out on the road.
Yeah, that's so right. We were actually, when the pandemic hit, we were supposed to go open for the Dead South in Europe on a 14-day tour, and we were scheduled to fly there on March 24th, I think, and then lockdown happened on like the 21st or the 18th or something, and then so we canceled our flights and then stayed. So we were all prepared to do like a 3-week European tour, and my mom was the nanny, but it luckily we were happy that things got called off when they did, so that we weren't already there and having to fly home in the middle of the tour. So the timing worked out well, but the game plan was for her to be on the road with us, and so we had that planned in a busy summer. But I think she doesn't know it yet, but she's probably appreciative that her life has slipped down a little bit.
No doubt. So let's talk now about this virtual tour, Tim. It's number one, supporting all these great Canadian venues. And in fact, you will be coming to Winnipeg, sort of, to our dear place, the Park Theatre. And yeah, like, not only you think about the musicians, but as all these venues, right, that have been hit so hard.
Yeah. You know, normally we'd be going right across the country playing these great venues. And the pandemic has really canceled all music for these places. And it's been really, really hard for the venues because that was their main income. A lot of places aren't restaurants as well. So just the live music not being there has been a real big hit. So we really just wanted to, support the venues, but also get ourselves out on an album release tour, because we can't in the traditional way. So we sort of formulated this plan to play on the Facebook pages of these great venues that we know and love virtually. And our booking agent sort of reached out, and it seemed to be something that all the venues were interested in. So we put together this tour, and it's been, we're into show number 5 tonight, I think. And it was a huge learning process, because the technical side of things is really, we've never done anything like this. So the streaming, a full live band, was about a month of trying to figure it out and buying new gear and stuff. But we've converted our rehearsal space into pretty much a television studio. And by show 5 tonight, we've really got everything ironed out, hopefully. So.
Okay, so then we need to talk, because then I could have like my own house band, because that's what I've done here is we've created our own TV studio too as well. So we should talk then. That'd be great. I could have my own house band.
Yeah.
And we can have, you know, our first 18-month-old fan, you know.
Yeah. that's great.
Say hi to all the band. Everybody's safe and healthy?
Yeah, everyone's been doing really good. I think, everyone's been, you know, making the best of the time at home. And we all kind of have other things that we've been working on, as well as the band. So we've definitely been okay. But yeah, this virtual tour has, we didn't really know kind of how we would feel about doing it, if it would feel weird. But it's actually been feeling really nice just to play a show every night. Like, it does feel similar kind of to being on tour, in the sense that we sort of have that, like, chance to play music together and it play to an audience of sorts again. So it does, it is kind of like the best we felt about music since it's like the most normal we've done since.
Well, like they say, it's the new normal. So anyways, we will have our first taste of what's coming up on this album, Like a Rising Sun. So Sage and Tim, can you play us out with a song?
Yeah, for sure. We'll play our song Looking For. And we have a music video for this one, too, that we just released. It's about how Tim and I met. And the music video is sort of about, it shows sort of what, it's reenacted the day that we met by friends of ours.
So nice. Take it away.
For listening. This has been a production of ilikehugh.com. Podcast distribution from the Sound Off Media Company.
I'm Andrea Askowitz.
And I'm Allison Langer. And we are the hosts of Writing Class Radio, a podcast, but we are so much more. We have writing classes. So if you are looking for live online classes where you can join a community, write to a prompt, get feedback, and get better, check out all our classes at writingclassradio.com. writingclassradio.com and listen to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts and at writingclassradio.com.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.